Some Rav asked the Chassam Sofer Shaila that he's Masada Kedushin, and a few weeks after the Kedushin, they realized that one of the Edom was a cousin of the Chassam, was the second cousin of the Chassam. Second cousin, Sheni B'Sheni, he's Pasul Edus, made a mistake. So Shaila was, what should he do now? It's a few weeks already, and he said to go make a new Kedushin, call the Chassam Akala, and bring new Kasher Edom. And do the Kedushin over, he said it would be a zilusa for the Rav, for himself, be embarrassing for himself, for the other Rabbanim that were there, the other Rabbanim of the Chassan, nobody chapped that one of the Edom is a curve of the Chassan. And Pasha the zilusa for the Mishpacha, the Chassan was a few weeks ago, and to go say you have to do over the Kedushin, to be a zilusa, embarrassing, a busha. So he's asking, is there any tzad to be machshi the original Kedushin? So Chassam Sofer answers him. First of all, he says, "Meyes toiv." He doesn't understand why you can't call the Chassan Akala and make a private kedushin. Do it. You have to make matzoch larish is oil. He says you don't have to make a big esek of it. Get two kosher eidim, tell them keep it private. No one has to know, and redo the kedushin. That's meyes toiv. That would be chachinah, the best way to do it. But the Chassan Sofer says, "As though you're going to be asking me the shaila, I have to pass on mita shatayr. Is there any other heter?" So Chassan Sofer says like this. He said, there's a sugya in Makkos, the Hayim and Beis, starts the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah brings down the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in the Varim, Api Shnei Edim, Api Shleish Edim, Yokum Dava. Torah says, with two or three Edim, you can paskin, it's going on Dinim that need two Edim. Moshal, to be Mechayim Misa, to be Mechayim Malkos, or to be Moitzi Momen. So what's the Pasuk saying, Api Shnei Edim, Api Shleish Edim? If two Edom are enough, why do you need three? So the Mishnah has a famous drasha. We dash in, we make a hekesh shloishim t'shtayim. Ma shnayim nitzachim makavei posel yidusim b'teila. Af shloishim nitzachim makavei posel yidusim b'teila. Just like by two Edom, if one of the Edom is posel, it's a kavei posel, the whole Edom is batel, because you don't have two kosher Edom. You cannot paskin with two Edom if one of them is a kavei posel. Same thing if by three Edom. If one of them is a kavei posel, the whole Edom is batel. Even though you still have two kosher Edom, special halacha that if one of them is a kavei posel, that ruins the whole edus. You can even have 100 edim, 100 in common. One of them is kavei posel, and you have 99 kosher edim. Who needs the posel? You don't even need to count the posel. It doesn't make a difference. That posel aid will posel the whole kata. So if you mash shnayim, it's hekesh to shnayim. So if like shnayim, one of them is kavei posel, you have no edus. The same thing. Shleisha or more, if one of them is kavei posel, they're all posel. Taisus is the kasha in Makkos Davov. How do we ever have edus by a get? By getting, Tais is saying normally there's kravim over there. Who are the kravim? Normally it's done by the man and the lady. The mishpacha comes to be machazik them. So by every get, you have mishpacha standing over there. Why isn't it possible edim? You have edim, but you also have a karev that's watching. If the karev is there also, the chayit should be nimsech and mekarev apostle. So the whole get should be bottle. Spectators, Hail and Lamewood, the Isaac Sharon bottle, even the Isaac Sharon tree bottle. How do we have Edis by a get? We're going to get to Tesis Territ soon. And by get, we know you need Kosh Edim, Zalach, by getting a Kedushin, we need Edikim. We once spoke about this last man, the Gemara Kedushin, that's some of Mazam Dov in the moment that you need two Edim by getting Kedushin. So, how do you have two Kosh Edim by a get? In fact, Tesis, you always have Kravim over there. That's Tesis. Why is Tosis asking his kasha on Gittin? He's medayik in Tosis. Tosis kasha, heich matzini deni v'gleinu kushneisim get sheish mayim kreivim. Why isn't he asking the same kasha by kedushin? How do we have edim by kedushin? By kedushin, for sure you have kreivim. There's kreivim by the chasna, by the simcha, and the kreivim are watching also. So just because you have two edim, but why do you say there's kreivim there also? And nimsech ha-mekavi posel, you do some betegim. Bevi chasna, you should have a problem, the edim should be bottled. That's the kreivim. And the Chassidus Kasha is a chayre. First of all, Kedushin is Moshchiach. Baruch Hashem is Moshchiach Kedushin. Obviously, you can't have a get without a Kedushin. Not every Kedushin becomes a get. So it's Moshchiach. So why is Chassidus Kasha on Kedushin? And also, by Kedushin, it's even more mistaken that they're craving there. The craving are there for the Simcha. Then the Chassidus Kasha brings down, if you look in the Rosh Markus, the Rosh Taka is that way. The Rosh is the Lashon is Hech Timtza, Kedushin Megitin, Ksherin, Shinasim Bapumi. It's always Nimsech and Mekav Vassal. The Rosh Taka is on both. The Rosh is how do we have Kasher Edis by Kedushin and Gittin? He even says Kedushin first. The Rosh is on both. You always have Kravim over there. So, but it's a Kasher on Tosis. Why would Tosis only.
Both?
Yes, the Rosh is both. and the Rosh is Kedusha first. So he's saying, why does Tosfos seem to taste the kasha only by Gittin? Now this whole kasha of some sefer and his diik that the Rosh is both, why isn't Tosfos both? The Kiveg is the exact same kasha. They're both Mechamed the same kasha. The Kiveg is in the Shuvah Siman Tzadik Dalam. You want to see the inside? Safety of Maskel Gam Yeshleima. The Kiveg is a whole mahal to answer this kasha. We're not going to go into it today. We're going to talk more about some sefer starts. The Chassam Sefer wants to answer the reason why Tosfos is the kasha only by Gittin and not by Kedushin. He says, first he went to say, he said he was thinking to say a Teretz, that maybe there's a chilk between Poshut the Metzias of Gittin and Kedushin. By Gittin, it's a small crowd. There's only Mestam, only the Rav, his Mestam Kedusha, the Edom, and some family members over there. The family are right over there, and they come Taka to watch what's going on, and they Taka see. They're right up front, and they're Edis, and they see the get being handed from Ish to Isha. And that's why by getting Tosfos as a kasha, should be Nimsach from a Kavar Basel. But by Kedushin, most people come, they don't really see the Maase Kedushin. Think about it. Even when you buy a close Mishpacha, as Chasna, you're not watching the Chasna give the... But they stand backwards. Okay. But even the way we do it. Some sort of solution is people come to the chasna for chasna kalna for to mislech of the kalna. They answer amen to the brachos. They stand by the chuppah. They daven. But they're not mamish up front. They're not really watching. I was thinking the father takes on the chuppah, but the father is busy with his own things. He's also really not. And he's also not really watching mamish the mesiyas to us. He's not mitzvah the kedusha. He's not the aid. People aren't listening to their hat mekadeshesli. Is a male, some say it's a Pasha Teretz. That's why Tosfos says it's done getting. By getting, the people there, they see the get. So that there you have the Kerem watching the get, and that's Nimsach HaMekav Basel. By Kedushin, they don't really see what's going on. Is a male, it's not such an Asik. But some Sefer says this is not. This is not a good Teretz. But some Sefer wants to be Mechadish. He wants to say, he says Mesvar, and he's a bit of Meirach, and also he wants to say that for Eide Kiyim, for Eides of Kedushin, you don't really have to see the Messias Tabas. You don't have to see Mamish, the Mice of Kedushin. It's enough if you see an Umdana of Kedushin. Umdana is an Oshun of the Gemara, we have many places. Umdana means, like, it's an Umdana that a Kedushin happened. It's obvious. I'm not sure exactly how to teach Umdana, but we know from Sugi Sashas, the meaning of Umdana. There's an Umdana of the Muchach that there was a Kedushin over here. When a person comes to Chasna and he sees the ganze, the whole scene, the whole Mar of a Kedushin, this is the Messiah Kedushin over there, the Chasakal walking down. Afterwards, anyone will ask, you know, someone that doesn't know, one person will ask, wants to do a shir for the girl. We talk about she got married yesterday. Everyone's love of Pasha. There's an umdana when they saw that there was a chasna over here. That's also Eide Kedushin. That's some service chiddush. That just knowing that there was a chasna, seeing a scene that is obviously a chasna is also Eide Kiyam.
Even though they didn't see the Messiah's
death. That's what he wants to say. Yeah, just so you know, he says, everyone sits in Mamela, he says, back to Akasha. The Kraven that are sitting in the crowd watching a chasana, they may not see the Mamash, the Maisa Kedushin, but they see enough. What they see is already, they know that there's a Messiah's Tabas, they know it's Kedusha Kesav, they know that he's saying Hayat Makadesh Asli. If they don't hear the words, they just see a Chais mumbling, that's called.
I'll say this.
That would be enough. So that's why the cash is back. That's why the cash is back. His first teretz was that's why teretz is an ask by Kedushin, because by Kedushin the craven don't really see it. But then some sefer says what they see is enough.
And he
says
the same get the same in the beer.
It's the same thing. I don't know. Has it worked because of? If you wouldn't say some sefer is chiddush. I don't know, maybe not.
It's
an umdana. That's more chazaka. I think it's more chazaka. I think the zech hold the mission of hini, the basilinal submission and getting the payan of hini yidich hini yibir. It's not dafka from that an umdana is also seeing an umdana as a illusion. But some sefer says, he's a bit from Meirich, man. I think he brings your eyes to it. The Emes, I think, is totally in this Sefer Chiddush. I think should be totally in Ksei Sechreshin, Simen Tzadik, Sifkat and Zayin, where he seems to bring a Machokas Peskim in the Sinian. But my sister, Chassam Sefer says that seeing an Umdana is also called seeing Kedushin. It's mainly go back to Akasha. So you can't answer the Krim, don't really see it because they see enough. What they see is also Eide Kedushin. So back to Akasha. Why did Tosfos ask that it should be by Kedushin also in Sechem Akev Basel? So Chassam Sefer says a Shein Svar. He wants to say that Lemaise, even if you say this Chiddush, that seeing an umdana is enough for Eide Kiyam, but it's still a different type of Eidus. The Eidim that are the Kasher Eidim that are seeing the actual Kedushin, they are Edim on a Re'iya Pshuta, his Lashon is. They are Edim on what they saw, Ma'aseh Kedushin. The Krevim are Edim on Umdana. So sometimes it says this is Trei Mini Edus. This is two types of Edus. And since this is two types of Edus, there's no Din Nimsechem Mekavei Pasul. Nimsechem Mekavei Pasul is when you have one cot that's being made the same way on the same thing. Now, Bemis over here, they're both being made in one Bechuvin. They're all being made on Kedushin. They're all Edus on Kedushin. The Edus that see the Umdana, sometimes it says, is good Edus on Kedushin. And the Edus that see the Mamash the Meisus Tabas is also Edus on the Kedushin. They're all being made on one Umdana. Some Sefer wants to tell you that, but still two types of Edus. So you can't call them that together.
Can one cover for the other if one's possible? According to some Sefer.
That what?
Can one cover for the other if one's possible?
Be Mitzarf and Benegea to have two Edus. Maybe that, yes, I don't know, if you had one Edim, and one Edim. But let's say you only have two Edim at all. You just have two Edim, and one was watching closely, one was the Edim Ramesh, and one wasn't watching, but he's an Edim on the Umdana. Would that be two, you would have two Edim, according to the Sefer. Maybe that would be Mistarif. I'm not sure. But Benegeya, Nimsechem Rekav Apostle, the Sefer says, we don't look at them like one cat that came that's together, because it's two types of Edus on the same Bechuvim, but it's a Shein Esfar, it's a Shaka Esfar, that it's two types of Edus, and that, that's the text of the Kasha. But by Gittin, they're all mamish watching. It's all the same type of Edus, that's why Tosfos says Kasha, only from Gittin, not from Kedushin. But then the Sefer wants to shlug this up. Because he brings down a vote from his Rebbe, the Hamakna. The Sefer was Talmud of Aflo, who has a Sefer in Kedushin, Hamakna. The Hamakna and Sech the Kedushin, in the back of the Sefer is a Kuntus Achron and Hilchus Kedushin. And in the Kuntus Achron and Hilchus Kedushin, Siman Lamed, the Hamakna is a Kasha. How do we ever have Edi Kiyim by Kedushin that the Oilam Fetzich, that the Kalna's Paneh Mechusin, her face is covered, she wears a veil, Badekin, and she's all bedecked. And in times of the machna, I mean, today also a lot of people, some people have a little thinner veil, maybe you could see, but they don't do that way. And by the machna also, they do that way. You mamish cannot tell who the kala is. In fact, the machna, what kind of edus is that if you don't know who the person is? They can never come to Bezdin, Lein, and be made that, yes, we saw Ruvain be Mekadosh Leia. They don't know who the Isha is. They can never say edus on this. Even though by Edikim, you don't need edus in Bezdin, but Pasha, the Edikim has to be in an oifen that they could be made in Bezin. They should be able to come to Bezin. In fact, the Fidek Sais that we also met a few weeks ago. What? That's the Briskas do that, but the Velt doesn't do that, right?
No,
the Velt doesn't. No, the Velt doesn't. For sure, no. And it's a Briskas. That's the Briskas are doing it because of this Kasha.
Yeah.
Because you have to have Edis on who, what kind of Edis is that? But the Matan is the Kasha. What kind of Edi Kedushin is it if the Edim cannot be made on Kedushin? They don't know who this person is. What are they going to be made on? What are they going to say? So the Matan wants the answer. The Teretz is that the Edim on Umdana. They know who she is from Umdana because they saw her, the parents, the mother, father, by the come walking down to the chuppah and then the ganze, the whole scene. It's from Umdana. They know who it is. They can be made. Yes, we saw him Mekadosh. Did you see her face? No, we didn't see. How you know it's her? Because it was so chas. They know it's an Umdana. What?
It's all Umdana.
It's all Umdana. Okay, but they know who it is.
But that's you see, it doesn't work.
Maestro, so you have the Hamakna. Hamakna is this Kasha. The Hamakna is
it. It doesn't work.
Oh, yes, it's accepted, okay. But, what would you say? What would you be made? That's the Magnus Magnus Kasha is what could you be made of? You can never say anything about them.
You wouldn't say such a thing works, right? But it's
Tzicha. What do you mean?
Aiden comes to Aedis and the person is covered and he goes kill somebody. And
No.
But they can never later be Mavaris and Bezdin. Never say. The Maestro is the Machnas. We'll get to it soon. But Maestro, that's the Machnas Kasha.
They could pick up the veil after the Kedushin. That doesn't help.
After the Kedushin? Well, you need Aiden came by B'Shas Kedushin. Aiden has to be B'Shas Kedushin.
B'Shas Kedushin.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the Magen Kasha. What kind of it is? So his teretz is, it's a numduna. From a numduna, they know who she is. It turns out the two Edom under the chuppah, they're also not being made of Yibshuta. They're also being made of Yibshuta. If you have to come onto the Zemakna's Teretz, also being made of Yibshuta. So Menga falls off the Chochsam Sefer's Teretz. The Chochsam Sefer's Teretz was supposed to be that the Krovim don't really watch the Chasana so close, and they're only made of Yibshuta. And the Edom, they're Edom and Yibshuta. And the Chochsam Sefer's Machadish, it's two types of Idiots, that's two types of Edis. And you don't see them sechem mekavasa. But according to the Makna, the Edom on the chuppah midinumdana, the Edom that is the craving that are watching also midinumdana, it's all the same type of Edom. So back to Akasha, there should be nim sechem mekavasa by Kedushin also. So why did Tosis ask this Kasha on Kedushin also? So Chasam Sefer wants to defend for this Kasha with a Moedig Chiddush. He wants to say, I think it's Moedig Chiddush, he wants to say that by every Chasana, even after the Edom, you have an Ansahadeh. There's an even answer how we find in Shas that if something is obvious to the ganze Welt that has teres edus, an answer how they that these people got married, this chasana kala got married. And maybe like some sefer, but maybe he says maybe in the times of the Gemara they used to make the kedushin and the nesuin separate. It would be months apart, like and the main chasana, the main suda, and the whole tzibah would come by the nesuin. You see in the sugis in the beginning of ksubis. And the kedusha maybe was done a little more small. wasn't a big thing. Maybe it wasn't for some. But today that the kedushin is part of the whole chasana, and at the end after you have whole chasana, the tanya of some sefer, there's already a non sahadeh that there was a kedushin over here. You don't need edim. There's a non sahadeh kedushin over here. There's a meiros. Some sefer wants to say that a non sahadeh will be the edikim. And that is also an innovative. If you know the innovative of Nansahadi, that the whole world is, we are all Edom. The whole world knows that this happened. Again, like we said before, if the Chasna, everybody knows they got married. If you ask anybody, was the Kedusha Kesef? Of course it was Kedusha Kesef. Did you see it? No, but everybody knows it. That's the Nansahadi. And Tanakh Sam Sefer, by Nansahadi, there's no din in Sechem Kavar Apostle. Because Nansahadi always includes Kravim and Psulim. If the Nansahadi is the name of the whole world is Edom, then the Nansahadi is an Indian, it always goes scream to him. So obviously, there's no din in Sechem Kav Apostle by Nansahadi. Why take a nap? So I was thinking, it could be the Svar is, because the Nansahadi is a Matzias. It's a Matzias that we all ate him. And a Matzias, you cannot be Sosa with anything. Not even a din of Sechem Kav Apostle could change that. The Matzias of a Nansahadi remains. Mela Tanach Sam Sefer, that's the test of Kasha. By Gittin, there's no Nansahadi. There's a private thing, there's a Rav, there's Edom, there's a few Mishpachim mentioned, there's no Anant, the whole world doesn't know it. There's no big Anant Sahadi by Gittin. Over there, Taisis is Kashri, it should be Nimsech and Mekav Apostle on the Edis, the Pasa. But by.
It's not Pshat's
Mice, it's not Pshat's Mice, it's Lema. Somehow he said the Sefer holds this, it's a little hot and sneers, some said it's far, it means Bechidish. Also, I would think that Anant Sahadi is only what Chazal says Anant Sahadi. We have a few places in Shas. And but see that Gimel is a case of Nansahadeh. A few places, God, Moshe uses a Nansahadeh for the famous tshuva on Cholom for companies. On Stam Cholom, he said he's supposed to have Edis on the milking, milking the cow. And he says a Nansahadeh that it was what Nansahadeh he used that for Nemonis. Nansahadeh for Nemonis. Yeah, so some sefer says Nansahadeh is a teres Edis. There are rice. He has rice. Yeah, Nansahadeh is a teres Edis for even for Edekiyim.
What's the
meaning
of the
idus?
Why do you
need idus? By kedushin, it's exactly the cost of that. David Yimam Chazal say
the
idus
don't work
because
you have to create a pusul. The meaning of idus, whatever you need idus.
But a nansahade is also idus.
Over there, there's no pusul.
A nansahade is no pusul of kavir pusul. But a nansahade always excuse kavir pusul. Wherever you have an Indian of a nansahade. Is Edis. Why do you need to? It starts the thing with that because first you need two Edim to make a Tzur of a Chasana, and then it doesn't make a difference if they were Kosher or not because whether they're Kosher or not, but everyone thinks they got. People think they were Kosher. So that really makes the Nansahadeh.
It doesn't help.
Yeah, but I think you needed two Edim to have the whole Mara of Kedusha that there should be a Nansahadeh.
She gave it to us. That's because today we do it with Edim.
I'm not being certain. I'm just telling you what some sefer wants to answer.
Maybe an answer is no Torah apostles because Bezen, that's what they should do. Bezen also has an answer. So they don't need Hagbot. They don't need Hagbot. You don't need Hagbot. Say it's an answer. It's like what they should make them here. So every Bezen has the same name. So maybe it's not Shaykh Torah apostles by an answer.
It's not Shaykh.
Well, listen, we might see it inside. So this is some type of Teretz, Taisis Kasha. That's why Taisis only asked on Gittin, not by Kedushin, because we're Gittin, we always have a non-Sahadeh, and by a non-Sahadeh, by Kedushin, there's no problem of Nimsa Chavar Pasol. There's a Melech, some type of goes back to the Rav Shailan. This Rav that had a problem, he said he made a chasna, and he realized afterwards that one of the Edom was a Karev, was a cousin, and he didn't want to redo the Kedushin, he says, don't worry about it. The Kedushin is anyway, Kasha, but he did a non-Sahadeh.
You don't need
to make it. And you don't have to redo it. He ends up again, he will tell you to do it again, but if you're not comfortable, he says, Mamish, don't worry about it. And he Mamish tells him, you don't really have to do it. You could be sent, they could just leave them the way it is, and the Kedushin will remain Ras Nan Sahadeh.
You see,
you needed at least to think to do Edom. I think the Nan Sahadeh happened because there was a whole crowd that saw it, Tzur V'chasna. If they be all there, they would see Tzur V'chasna, not Edom at all. Everybody would be wondering.
What? We know they're all wrong, so there's no
non-Sahadeh. We don't know. Nobody knows. The Velt doesn't know.
Nah, what do you mean? They are wrong. We know they're wrong. You can't have a non-Sahadeh.
You can't have a non-Sahadeh.
It was wrong. So Tetz says the OT don't need anything at all.
Okay, you know, well, no, he says the real condition is from a non-Sahadeh over here.
Yeah, you don't need anything. Without the same mind of wrong without either. You don't need it.
Okay.
It's only the opposite
of the other words.
Okay,
my first question of some sefer was, and he's mamish going b'kerch the teir over here. He's basing it all on a diak and tosis. This whole chiddush on a diak and tosis. So tosis is the kasha only from getting and kedushin. But the ma'aser, the rush is the kasha from getting and kedushin. So according to the rush, obviously there's no anansahadeh.
Right.
If there be anansahadeh, what's the rush of kasha from kedushin? What do you say is anansahadeh? There's no gemisa kerba basel. So how can he go be mekel some lefi tosis? It's found a rush that seems not all the way. So I was thinking, the Chassam Sefer doesn't explain this, but it could be Chassam Sefer holds that the Rosh that asked from getting a Kedushin, he meant like the way they did in the Bizman HaGemara, where the Kedushin was done a few months before the Nesu'in, and it was a private thing, it wasn't a big Zach. But Tosis, that he asked the Kashon like from getting, he means Bizman HaGemara, that we do it together, and the Kedushin is a big Zach, and it's a non-Sahadeh.
And there's no non-Sahadeh
in Gerishin? No, because Gerishin is a small thing. There's no foreigner guest. There isn't. It has to be the Nansadi has to be somehow. You need to Bishas Maisa, Bishas Kedushin. There's big enough island by seeing where the Chas which creates the Nansahadi, Uba Sachas. Maisa is a Sosseva. To create the Angahalocha, to create this Nansahadi. There should have a problem later. Rabbi Shachas, no, Toys mentioned for sure. The Pope wedding, the Tinker wedding we had, that's the expansion of Nansahadi, okay. But another Kasha. My head on this Chassam Sefer was, let's go back to Tosis Kasha again was, and that's the basic Tosis and the Rosh's Kasha was, how do we ever have Edom by Gittin or maybe by Kedushin also, why is the Nimsa Echem HaKavar Apostle? So Tosis is a Chiddush that the whole din of Nimsa Echem HaKavar Apostle is only on the Haggadah. It's only if the Edom come to Bezin to be made on the Haggadah and then made together with the Kavar Apostle, but on the Re'iyah, just that you saw it, let's say you had a Kavar Apostle that saw the mice, the Ritzicha together with you. But only the Kasha Edom came to Bezit to be made, that would be Kasha. On the Re'i itself, just seeing it, that you don't see the Kavar Apostle, especially in the Haggadah. But I saw the Shein HaChakir and the Isaf HaShatam, he brings them from Achrenim, a nice Shaila. What would be if, that's a Sisteret. So by getting a Kedushin, it doesn't make a difference if it's a Kavar Apostle because there's no Haggadah in Bezdin. So there's a chayinim, they call it shayinim. What would be if later on there was a gadol, like a few years later, to the two original Edom came with one of the kravim and they were made in Bezdin, about that there was a chasnob here, it was Negea, let's say it was Negea to give mis or something, they were made. So now you would see Nimsech HaKavar Apostle, because they came together with a karev, but a gadol. Do you say now on Mafreya, B'shas Teriyah, they were also apostle? What's that, you think? But now the same Edom, it's only Psul Nagoda, but does that make a Psul Mafreya from the Riyah? And the whole Chasnum be Chasnum? That was a Shein HaChakir, maybe not. Maybe there's, maybe yes, there's no, there's Mechadesa.
Rosh,
when he asks
the Kasha, and
yeah.
He asks because Shein HaChasnum is Kumbi.
Right. He means that there's craving there.
No, Kumbi means,
that's what he means, that's because Kasha is, so there are craving there.
It wasn't a small little thing.
Right. Oh.
He says, because it was
Nasim. He was saying, so I wanted to say that the Rosh is. So back to Kashan Sam Sefer, he's basing his whole head on a Tosis, and a few Tosis, what do we do with the Rosh? I don't know. Okay, but getting back to this Tosis Kashan, why is Nimsa Chavar Apostles? Tosis is this Chiddush, that Nimsa Chavar Apostles only on the Haggad, not on the Riyah. Other Yishenim are Chaylik, the Dvoz Chaylik, and the Shach brings down that the Rambam's Mashmis Chalak, the Shach Tainas, the Rambam holds that even on the Riyah alone, just seeing it, if you get the Edema together with the Kavri Puzzle, that's also the Nimsach Kavri Puzzle. And Be'emes, the Gemara is mashing that way, and Tosis is really Zeh Shref, and the Gemara is a Kasha, if the Din is Nimsach Kavri Puzzle, Kung Batelim, he says, how do you ever have Edis on Ritzicha? In fact, the Gemara, Horeg Yatzel, the victim, the Horeg, the person getting killed, let him be a Kavri Puzzle. Why is it Kavri Puzzle? Because all them Kavri, it's last month. And by Nivi Yatzel, how do you ever have a Nerveya, someone's a Vid, the Chiv Misa Nerveya, the Nivi should be Yatzel. So that Lechayr was only on the Riyah, not on the Gadda. The Harag is not coming to be made in Bezin, the Harag is dead by then. The Harag is not, so you see the Gemara is asking even from the Riyah alone. So Tosuk has to be Nidchak and say that in Ta'enichnami, at that point of the Gemara thought that Nimsach Kavri Puzzle is even on the Riyah. But later on, Maskana, it's only on the Haggadah. That's the status. But Maisa is Bishul Shreya, and that's where other Yishin Machayelik. And they hold, even on the Riyah itself, there's a Dinim Sechayel Kavri Puzzle. So the other Yishinim, the Ritva wants to answer, and the Shach says also, they want to answer the Kasha, that since we're Machris, and we call out who the Edikim are, it's a Kibbut under the Chuppah, but it's more than a Kibbut. It's being Miyachad Edim. Since we're Miyachad Edim on the Chuppah, these should be the Edikim, that's Mafkiya, everyone else are being Edis. We're saying that these should be the Edom, no one else should be the Edom. The Shach says a Loshen, the Lav Koki Menayu, the Kravim, Psum Lias, Edis Bach Kachenu. Not everyone could just say, I'm a Kurv or a cousin, cannot go say, I'm also an Ed Bach Kachenu. We don't want to be an Ed. We were mannered, these are the Edom by the Kedushin. The Mela, that's Mafki, everyone else is being Edom. That's their Teretz. So I was thinking, according to the Dvar and the Shach, if being a man of Edom is Mafkiya, everyone else from being an Ed, is that Mafkiya also the Nansahavi? Maybe that's your Mafkiya the Nansahavi also. We only want these Edom to be Edom. So later on, when it turns out the Edom that you chose, you made a mistake, one of them was a cousin, you should have a problem. Why is Nansahavi the Sassus Teres was, but we have Edom from the Nansahavi? But why don't you say that being Miach the Edom is Mafkiya, all of the Edom is including the Nansahavi?
You said the Nansahavi is a different type of
Edom. Right. The Teres is right. The Teres, that's what you have to say. And even if you could use Shainim, you could be Mafkiya, the Kerim, Sum, the other Edom, but you cannot be Mafkiya Nansahavi. That's Pashat Teres. Because Nansahavi is a Matzias, and a Matzias you can't change. That's what I want to say. That would be Pshat. It was a. My father told me, he remembers, my father, he was learning in Tiferes Yerushalayim, the story was going around that a bacha came to Rosh Yeshiva, to Rav Moshe Feinstein, with a Shver Shaila, that he knew his mother got divorced by Koyas. She had a civil divorce, she never had a get. And then he was born after that. So he came to Moshe with a Shver problem, that is he a mamza? Is he allowed to get married? Is he with the lovey bakal? You know, his mother was once married, and she just went to the civil court, had a get, and she remarried. But l'chayr, she was an Eshes Ish when he was born. So Moshe looked into it, and Moshe found the details that the first wedding was done by a Reform rabbi. It was Reform, it was all Friar Mention over there. Tanya Moshe, don't worry about it. The first chasna was never a chasna, because there were no kasher edim. So since there were no kasher edim, first chasna never a chasna, the bacha is not a mamzer. And I found that this tshuva is printed in Ebenezer, Simenai in Vav, interesting, in it was supposed to be a Bavusta Mais at the time, the Bavusta Psak, but in the Tshuva, Moshe does not mention the Bacha. He only talks about the woman. Does the woman need a get? And he ends off that the woman does not need a get from the first marriage because it was done by a reform rabbi and the Edom apostle. She doesn't need a get. He doesn't mention the Nid Bacha. It could be.
No announcer
had a person like this? So Moshe is this Kashan himself. He brings down this Chassam Sefer. You know, this Jew Chassam Sefer, that Chassam Sefer says that even if the Edom apostle, the Edom are Kara, but we have an Ansahadi. So Moshe asked on himself, even if the Edom were possible, then also, because some say that it was not Sahadi, that it was a getting the Kedushin over here. So Moshe answers, no. Over here, you don't have the Nansahadi of the Chassam Sefer. Because first of all, since the Masada Kedushin was a Reform Rabbi, everybody knows Reform Rabbis, they don't know what they're doing, and they're lahachas, and they bedafka do things wrong. So there's no one Nansahadi, there was a Kosher Kedushin over here, that there was Mama, maybe he had the lady give the man a ring, you know, the way they do it. You know, he didn't say Ram Kadesh Asli, there's no one Nansahadi that there was a Kosher. The Bechal, you can't say Nansahadi. Then Moshe adds on, even if there was a Kosher Kedushin, Maisa Kedushin, he says, there's no one Nansahadi over here because everyone there was Rishayim. Everyone at the Chasam is Rishayim. All the guests, there was no kasher mentioned by the guests. He doesn't explain it, but I think Ramesha means that the Natsahavi has to start with a tziba of kasher edim. When you have a tziba, a crowd of kasher edim, that creates a Natsahavi. If to begin with, the whole tziba has no nemonis, the whole psulim edis, there's no Natsahavi at all. So Ramesha does mention this, and he says it's not a problem. There Ramesha brings down another shayla. He says maybe this should be a problem of we should be worried about this lady's first kedushin for a different reason, because if they lived in a from a neighbor where they were from a yidden, everybody knows that they were living together. As a man, maybe there was kedusha bia in life. Every time maybe it's kedusha bia, and the edus would be a non sahade or hein edi yichad hein edi bia. The whole neighborhood knows. Yeah, they live together over there. Everybody knows that they're living together like a husband and wife. They think they were married. But if I'm rabbi, as a man, there should be kedusha bia, and then the edus would be what?
This is the din of chippah according to some rishonim.
Right, so that should be kedushin. So Moshe answers no, because for kedusha bia you have to be mechavim for kedushin. And he said this couple, when they were going through their lives, they were all samech on their marriage from the from rabbi. They never thought that they're doing kedusha bia. So Moshe, you don't have to worry about that.
Moshe says not involved much bigger because she says even if there were eden ksherim over there.
Yeah. By the reform rabbi.
But it's not outside.
The rabbi did it right.
Even if there was a real kedushin, it's still not outside.
No,
not
real kedushin.
You
said,
what do you mean? There's no kedushin
because there's no eidim. He's explaining why there's no outside. Even if there's eidim ksherim in the kahal.
But the second point that Rashi brings up is it was a bavusa zachta of Henkin was chaylik. There's a great segal odor years ago of Henkin. And if Henkin was very stark on this Indian, if Henkin held that Ramesh's time is over here that you can't say later on there was kedusha bia and the edus would be an outsider because they were never machavim for kedushin, they always relied on the original kedushin. Time of Henkin, for kedushin you don't really need kavana for kedushin. You don't need kavana for kini kedushin. You need kavana l'shem ishus. That the person is with his wife l'shem ishus. He's a niyug of ishus. That's all you need. That's kedusha bia. That's enough kavana. As a mela, in life, a person he doesn't think he's doing his nos, he thinks he's married, he thinks this is his wife. As a mela, that should be kedusha bia. As a mela, according to Henkin, every person in life, whenever she acts with his wife, that is kedusha bia. No, but then, by everybody else, we don't need a second kedusha. Once you have a first kedusha, you can do 1,000 kedusha 1,000 times afterwards. It doesn't do anything. You already had a kedusha. You can't create a second kedusha. But by these people, that the first kedusha was no good, the next time will be a kedusha time, I'm thinking. Because it may not be a Shem Kinyan kedusha, but it was a Shem Ishus. It wasn't a Shem Stama Aznus, it was a Shem Ishus. And a Shem Ishus is also a Maisa kedusha bia. Then I'm thinking mentions over there, what about that Mira? That in light, no one says, Hariyat Mekadesh Sliba bia zu. By kedusha, you're supposed to say, Hariyat Mekadesh Sliba. But the Basu with this Shabbat Kesef or Bizu, you have to say it, the whole Suyus in the beginning condition. So if Henkin brings down that the Gemara says that we have a Machoikas, that one man the Mahoz, Yasi holds, you're talking to about Kedushin, talking to a lady on the Chayis and the street about Kedushin, then you give it the Bas, and you don't say, I'm a Kedesh Asli Daya, it's enough. The fact that it was a conversation about Kedushin, and then you gave her. Then you gave it the bas. It's machoikas. One month of mahol is not good. You have to say clear how you're up kedusha see with this. But Rabbi Yossi holds the fact that we were discussing in Indian kedushin. It's a and then you gave a ring. That's enough. There's a meila tainet of Henkin. People that live together and they talk according to Henkin, you don't need to talk about kedushin. It's enough. You talk about ishus. They're talking about marriage. They're living together. They're talking the mal zoyvi husband and wife about an yoni marriage. And then they have bia. That will be kedusha bia. That's what Moshe is right. So he talks about that. That's really, it's really was a shver.
On a pankin.
Yeah, it's true on a pankin. Yeah, but he does talk about it. Moshe Zecher. He mentions more on the super stuff in Gimel. Only Odim Yedeya. The Gemara says Odim Yedeya that Makash B'chos Shavuputa. If a person makes kedushin less than sharput, the Gemara says a person knows not kedushin, but gomel ball l'shem kedushin. So he does be l'shem kedushin.
Well, it does say gomel ball.
Right. Yeah, but Henkin obviously learns that Gemara was talking about it. It's a one-time thing. You know, he knew it was a shah kedushin, then he did a one-time beer. So that has to be. You have to come out to the svar. He's doing l'shem kedushin. But a person that goes home and they live together, time of Henkin, that's automatically l'shem kedushin, l'shem ishus. That's what Matt Nisham is. Many of the things, and Henkin wants to say a chiddush, even if the first wedding not only was not by reform, which is really maybe even worse, but it was done by a civil court. Any person that got married in a civil court, and you have to be chiddush and eshes ish. In fact, there was no marriage at all, because the maisa, what? According to the thing, no, that would be in Hashem's nus. If they didn't do it, but if they did it, if a person just they lived in Hashem's nus, they know Hashem's nus. But a person got married in a civil court by goyim lahavu, and they went home and they considered ishus. It's not just nus. They considered husband and wife, so they choose like ishus. Time to think it. That's an ishus ishderaisa. Because the b is Hashem ishus. That's enough. You don't need Hashem kedushin. It's Hashem ishus, and we have a nansahadeh, and that would create the problem. But Agav, I was talking to Rav, what's his name, Yosef, I think, sorry, what's his name, because they have a Kleinman, his last name, I think it's Yosef Kleinman, he's working now on Rav Henkin's Shuvas, so I was talking about this Shuvas of Henkin, it's in a few places, it's in the old print, it's in the Kisrei of Henkin, and the Perusha Ivra, Siman Gimel, Siman Dalet, and in Shuvas Ivra, I think Siman Ein Zayin. So he showed me that in Eben Ezel, Mrs. Zalman, in Perik Bob, Mehilchus Ishus, to give a look, in the beginning, he has a long tshuvah to Rav Henkin. He gives big titles on his Talmud, Henkin learned by Mrs. Zalman in Slutsk, and he wrote a long tshuvah to Rav Henkin about the Sinyan, and that's not the seat over there. But I had a cash. What? I myself am not sure. This Rabbi Kleinman says he holds like Rav Henkin. Not like Rav Moshe. That's what he said. I'm looking at it. I don't see it so much. But he definitely, Rav Zalman is very Meirchan. He goes to all the Stodim. I don't see a Chlor Psak by Rav Zalman. But he also talks about it. But so what was he saying? Oh, but my kasha on Rav Henkin is from the Sol Shuvas Kim Seifa. According to Rav Henkin, that every time people live together, it's automatically Hashem, it's enough Hashem Kedushin, it's enough Hashem Ishus, and we have an Ansahadi. What's the Hosham Seifa Shaila? About they made a Kedushin with Psung Eidus. Even if the Kedushin was a Psung Eidus, but now it's a few weeks later, so let the Kedushin be the Kedushin be, and on Saturday, what's the whole problem? According to Moshe, it's very good that they had a problem, because according to Moshe, they would never machav on Hashem Kedushin the second time, so according to Moshe, there would not be Kedushin after that. But according to Henkin, you don't need Hashem Kedushin, they will machav on Hashem Ishus. What's the Hocham Seifa's problem? It's mashrim from the Hocham Seifa, not like a Henkin. Mashrim from this, I want to be great, this Hocham Seifa, like a Moshe, not like a Henkin. Okay, this is really late, but just wanted to say, there's on that kasha about when the kallah's face is covered, that we said the brisket is annoying to look at the kallah's face for this reason. The machna says, how do you know this is the kallah's midin umdana? But it's a famous teretz for Meir Simcha. Meir Simcha was the taina that you don't have to know who the isha's name. It's enough that you know that this body in front of you is the one with Gedeshes. They could be made that this man got married to this Isha, these people right in front of us. Well, my Nafkamina being, it's not obviously a common case, but if somebody would jump up onto the chuppah and be Mazana with her right there, they could be Mechayev Misa to this man because this lady was Gedeshes. So you have Edekim for 1 minute. Once they leave, they'll never know who it was. They'll never be able to be made.
But it's enough
right now. But it's again now. It's a time to think. Time to remain simple. It's enough right now. So I know that she's Mekadesh. I don't know her name, but I can be made. I can even have a Misa. We could grab her if she's Mazana and give a Misa. Okay, I also want to speak about the Tumim, Simulam Avav, and a few other things, but maybe another time. Okay.